You say that it was just in the Amalgamated, too, that viewed people who went to Brookwood this way. Why? I don't understand their attitude. I mean, some of them, for instance, who attained leadership had some education, right?
What?
Some of the leaders in the Amalgamated did get some education. Was it just jealousy about certain workers getting more education? I don't understand what it was that they resented so much about the people who went to Brookwood.
Well, I would take a psychiatrist to analyze it. I don't know. I can't answer that. I know that they use it against me. I can't speak, I can't call it to their mind. I remember now someone that I really admired and loved more than as a human being. His language, his expression, the situation, he couldn't, his language was atrocious. I mean, for a manager that represented 40,000 members at one time, an organization with millions of dollars, I admire, but he certainly didn't glorify me for being in Brookwood Labor College.
How about the, now when you went to Brookwood, there were some other people from the Amalgamated in Chicago who were there at the same time with you, weren't they?
In Chicago? Not that I know. From Chicago?
You were the only one from Chicago? How about in the next couple of years after you? Were there any?
No, not from Chicago.
Well,
there's Sadie Goodman was from Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And
but any men, too?
Huh?
Men, also.
Men? There was Rosen from New York. He was a cutter from New York. There was Fisher, also from New York, a tent maker, I think he was. Little guy. New York. They were mostly from New York.
Now, what happened to them? Did their Brookwood time affect their...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. None of them fared well after them. Strange as it may sound, in the international it was just the opposite. Most of those that were, then there was, I'm trying to think of somebody else in Philadelphia, also from the Amalgamated. I got their names.
Well, do you know of anyone from the Amalgamated who, because of Brookwood, got ahead in the union?
I do not know anyone. Now, Lendico's wife, what's her name?
Carolyn Abrams.
Carolyn. She was... active before she went to Brooklyn. Now, after that, what happened to her? She wouldn't have gotten any worse.
No, but yet, it took the union support to go to Brookwood, right?
Yes, it was a scholarship. They paid for it. I think it was $800, my scholarship, $400 a year.
And the Amalgamated paid?
Oh, yes.
So why, and the idea of Brookwood was to train workers for leadership in the union,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Now why do you think that the end result was just the opposite?
As I say, take a psychiatrist to him. The thing is, this was a sort of revolt of some sort. When I think back now, you see now, this is... I went to Brookwood after the fight between Frank Rosenblum and to Levine and Hillman. Now, I was cheated out, so-called, at a convention. I was supposed to go back and count the ballots, and I called Frank, and he told me to get on the bandwagon, and I told him to go to hell, that I, you know, it's politics. But I was unaware that this was politics, you see. I didn't know that I was sent by Strasburg to Washington. I didn't know that. When I looked over the letters, then I was so taken up with my daily work. I didn't realize. That's why I kept everything. Years later I looked at it, you see. I mean, I had to make a living, and I was always inquisitive. And I played poker, I drank, and I ate. I mean, I wasn't what I'm cracked up to be, as you see me now. No, I mean, I was, as I often tell you, I was and I am a Jimmy Higgins. I was a member of the Socialist Party. I became a member of the Socialist Party. I couldn't go out and distribute literature. I didn't have time. No, because I had to work. So instead of that, I used to give money. You know, I had paid for it. But I was sick and I was busy.
Well, Sarah, getting back to this issue of Brookwood and the union, it almost sounds like Brookwood was a way for the union to promote somebody out of the union.
For me, it was surely because I had a sign out. I had the nerve to put out the sign, the hardship for Mark, do not vote for Sam Levine for manager. I was throwing that eye. I mean, I was impossible.
So, in other words, this was shortly after the fight between Frank and Sam, and this was a way to get you out of Chicago.
I suppose. I'll never know. I said, I'll never know. Now, they'd never tell me, see. Now, Frank was very nice to me to come out here, or in Chicago for that matter. Whenever he came to town, you see some of the letters, he says that he did call me, he didn't get me, he'd come here to see me, so rejected him. I was raised with him. After that, I was, as I mentioned the fact that I did come in with an eighth flower, 1910 stride. But all right, I didn't develop into the type of leadership that they, and Bessie Roman, the old man Hart says. What do you want, Sarah? Bessie's got him already. What are you doing here? And Bessie said, what do you want to be doing in prison for? I didn't dream of anything of that. I wanted to be prison for him because I wanted to make room for a woman. I lived inside more money in the shop, and I was happier, much happier working in the shop than being business agent.
Well, Sarah, not just the women, that all the people of Brookwood from the other unions outside the amalgamated, though, did then go on to lead.
Yes, the international used their talents. Rose Posada, for instance. And then there were others. I have their names, you see. So I know that they, and the coal miners, they had they used them. Tom Tippett was a Brookwooder. You read about Tom Tippett?
No, I didn't.
But anyways, there were a good many that came out from, there's a famous actor out here, I forgot his name, Bellower, I think his name. Coleman, he was in Brookwood. I mean, some people did use them. Some organization used liquid knowledge for good purposes. Our mother, I can't put my finger on them. I can't put my finger on them. Not one. There was a... I'm trying to think of the woman from Philadelphia. And I have to look up the
name. What happened to her after she went to Brooklyn?
Nothing. Before she was an organized, then she was nothing. And they demoted him. Now, it's... Anyway, did the Sadie Goodman?
Now she with Sadie Goodman, it was after she went to Bryn Mawr in Brookwood that she then was the business agent. Wasn't
oh
it?
No.
It was before.
Sure. It's I'm trying to think of one that not one.
Now, they would use it against you directly, for instance, in this election for your shop chair.
Yeah, they want the people, they spread it, you know. Shush.
Oh, is it to say she's too good for us?
She thinks she's too good. She talks down on it. Oh, Lord.
Do you recall anyone in the union after you came back and the leadership ever saying anything about you having been to Brookwood?
Oh, we talked about it generally, but nothing specific. No, listen. I don't know. All I know whatever it was the nicest 2 years of my life. That's worth something. I didn't have it so good then, because after all, I was business agent in Chicago, and I was chair lady, and I did earn, comparatively speaking, more than the average tailor did. And I was looked up to. I had some authority, and I come there. I think I was the only one with the least schooling, and nobody looked down upon me. They tried, they were out of luck because I was rough and tough. You know, I wouldn't let anybody step on my toes. Then I had a pretty good disposition because I was pretty well liked. I can show you the correspondence from David the boy in charge, Bear Goldman and Gold himself and A.J. Musty and the students themselves. I mean, I was like, but it was a hardship on me. I wasn't used to washing dishes for 50 people, or making breakfast for 50 people, or waiting on tables. I wasn't used to that. It was hard on me, but I'd done it, and I didn't fall back on my assignment. If I had to stay out 2 nights in succession, I did it, and I tried my best, and something did stick. As a matter of fact, it's only too bad that I get blocked. I suppose it's... I don't know. like Frank Rosenblum says, even Steele deteriorates. So a human being certainly does. I get like I can't remember certain things. I can't remember names especially. But there are certain things when I sit down and I want to write them. So many things come to my assistance because of having been in Brookwood. That makes me feel worthwhile. Otherwise I feel, well, I'm useless. I'm not contributing anything anymore. I'm not working. I'm not doing anything. What am I doing here? But then I sit down, and something comes to mind, what I acquired in Brookwood, or what my father, the arguments I had with my father, who was also a very learned man. So those things helped me a lot to carry on. After all, a person that had been accustomed being surrounded with people all the time. And now, when you would say you most need it, I'm all alone. Not that I couldn't have some. I don't want to be annoyed. I'd rather be my own thoughts and suffer a little than be annoyed. So, but I certainly was more satisfied, and I had people that surrounded me that I liked, that I enjoyed, people like Hilda and others.
Sir, did you, at Brookwood, was that the first, I mean, part of the way in which Brookwood was run, all the cooperative effort, the idea of the students participating in the running of the place, was that ideology all new to you when you went there?
I didn't get your question clear, my dear.
The way in which Brookwood functioned, in terms of all of the students working.
Well, there was a cooperative store. If you wanted to buy papers that you needed, or composition books, certain pamphlets, there was a cooperative store. And if you wanted some goodies, it was also on a cooperative basis. You had to do 10 hours of work, whether it was working in the kitchen, cleaning the hall, doing outdoor work, or laundry, whatever it was. I never did laundry. I don't know who did the laundry. I don't remember. But I did mostly either waiting on table or breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I know they were very happy when I was in the kitchen. I wasn't a bad cook. I made enough. You're a mailman.
Here comes you.